Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Alexander Stablovsky, and we're here at the Heinz Convention Center with the Small Business Exposition. I want to send a special thank you to Sebastian Morris, Alicia Cortez, and also Zachary, who helped us put this together and have us here. Thank you, guys. But joining across from me, I'm not exactly sure if he's an exhibitor or is he just visiting today, but it's Robin Jerez, the founder and CEO of Grow Local Marketing. Robin, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
So if the name doesn't say for itself, what is Grow Local Marketing?
Well, what we do is we specialize in search engine optimization and lead generation. So we're basically able to provide leads for small businesses in different niches and verticals.
Okay, so how do you do lead generation?
I use the power of the internet and especially search engines, Google. I'm able to take a small business website and able to position them in front of the traffic and keywords that people are typing into the search engine. And that's how we're able to drive massive amounts of traffic to the website and phone calls.
Do you primarily work with the Google search engines, or do you use Bing, Yahoo, YouTube as well?
We use Google and YouTube as two main search engines. They are the biggest ones. Google is the number one. YouTube is the second largest search engine. Mm-hmm. But we do promote...
It's bigger than Bing and Yahoo and everything else put together.
It is. Most people don't know that, but video is getting bigger and bigger. And it will eventually be huge within the next 5 years. So I focus a lot on YouTube and Google to generate leads and traffic.
Now, when I think of lead generation, I'm thinking of the digital marketing space. Does your company do anything in the digital marketing space? I'm talking about social media, Twitter, Facebook.
I focus on delivering measurable results. Mm-hmm. So I do coach my clients on how to use social media, but my theory and the way I look at social media is it's just a platform to nurture your old business, your old customers. I focus on delivering measurable results by delivering, by doing marketing that actually produces results. So my main focus is on the search engine and, like you said, YouTube, to deliver those phone calls or the people to the website. So that's where I specialize in.
So you help them bring more traffic, so yes. The traffic speaks yes. for itself on those search engines.
Right.
Awesome. So what got you into this business? What made you start Grow Local Marketing?
Well, I started about 10 years ago, and it was actually at a convention similar to this. I was a realtor, and I actually got introduced to the internet, and I fell in love with it. And I started with YouTube, started creating videos online, and from there I kind of ventured into SEO. And I love it because it changes all the time. It's always different. But I love working with people, and I love just seeing small businesses go from small to large and doubling or tripling their business. It's a great feeling when you're able to deliver, those kind of results. And it's kind of exciting just seeing things happen. And the best part is I'm able to do it in any part of the country or across the world. So that's what I like about this.
Well, SEO, that's the way it works. So why is search engine optimization, because we haven't mentioned that yet, some people are like, what are you talking about, SEO?
Right.
Why is search engine optimization so important for small businesses, medium-sized businesses, even large businesses? Because it's about the keywords.
Right. Well, search engine optimization, or SEO for short, basically is taking your website and making it Google-friendly so that it appears on the front page of Google. Most business owners totally relied on Yellow Pages or traditional media to advertise, newspapers, magazines, and that's interruption marketing. But with the search engines, people are actually typing into the search engines what they really want and what they're looking for. So that is why SEO, search engine optimization, it's changing the way businesses acquire new customers and clients, because you're able to position yourself, your website, in front of people that are already looking for your service.
So what do you do to reach out to your customers? And what are some of the challenges that you oversee with clients understanding what you do? Because a lot of people don't. They don't understand marketing today.
Right. So I use search engine optimization to acquire my clients. So people are coming to me. I'm ranking number one in Rhode Island for search engine optimization company, local search engine optimization company. So usually I'm only working with people that already have an idea of what search engine optimization is, and by referrals, of course. My results do my marketing efforts do produce results, so I do have a lot of referral business coming in.
So your work speaks for itself.
Right.
Awesome. So what's your background? What did you study? Marketing?
No, it's self-taught. I actually came here. I tell people this. I came here when I was 10 years old, not knowing a word of English, and kind of just, worked hard. And I wasn't legal when I was here, when I graduated out of high school, so I ended up going into real estate. And then from there, I was introduced to computers, and I kind of fell in love with it. And, 10 years down the road after seminars and a lot of reading and courses and trial and error, testing different things, here I am. But, it's kind of self-taught.
Here you are with your own company, huh?
Yes.
Not knowing a word, and you speak brilliant English.
Thank you.
And completely from a different background. That's not what you gone in for.
Right.
That's amazing.
And it's still different. I just got back. I was down there for about 2 months, and I'm still amazed at myself. I mean, we're so blessed to have everything we have here, and I'm just grateful every day for everything that I have, and every day I just look out for more opportunities, and I just look to do my best and help as many people as I can.
So I can see the passion in it. I can see the drive behind it. What do you see this company going to be in the next couple of years? What do you imagine it? Not have to plan for it, but where do you see it?
Right. No, what I'm doing is pretty much, focusing on, established businesses and, growing across the United States. I do have international clients, but I'm working with people that value my services nowadays. So, I'm looking to scale my business, within the next 5 years to a whole new level where, still providing the same type of service. I don't want to scale my company to a huge company where a lot of these companies come in and they just sell you on things, and then the small business owners doesn't see any results. So I just want to keep the consistency going.
You want to keep it to the pace where you could oversee everything and be in control of the things that you can't, that you have others doing, right?
Right.
Awesome. So what do you think of this exposition today?
It's great. It's great. It's been a while since I don't come here. And
is this your first time at a small business expo?
I actually attended one in Chicago. So
They're going to be there now on the 21st.
Right. But Boston is a little smaller. So,
really?
But it's not bad. It's still a lot of great people to.
Well, you
got
to travel around with them. All right. Well, Robin, it was a pleasure having you on the show.
You. Appreciate
Good
it.
Luck with all the next new adventures you have coming up. I'm sure there's a lot of them.
Yes.
There's going to be bumps in the road, but I'm sure you'll overcome them. You seem passionate. You seem driven, and you've been driven your whole life. So good luck with the business, and
Thank
good luck
you.
With the growth.
Thank